The specific purpose of this meeting is a discussion around plan changes within the gynaecology ward location, and also discussion around services and future services. As the public will be aware, in the last couple of weeks, discussions around future plans around gynaecology came into the public domain, and I think it would be very, very appropriate for Oireachtas members to be familiar with plan changes. What are the plan changes between the short and medium term within all services, and to see how management is looking at reconfiguring their own budgets and reconfiguring their own plans, as I said, between the short and medium term, because the public are entitled to know what changes are coming down, and also it is the job of politicians to ensure the frontline services are protected as best as they possibly can.
As you said, there is going to be budget cuts, but if the gynaecology ward was to close, then this would cause huge uproar in Donegal.
It would. I mean, even the plans to change the location has already caused quite a bit of consternation amongst a big percentage of the population, not just the female population. So we have been given assurances that the services will remain intact, but we will have questions, and I certainly will have questions today, as to how this service is going to be managed and how this service is going to be managed as sensitively as possible. But at the same time, there are other services where obviously management are looking at potential budgetary changes, and we have to be aware as politicians, rather than it arriving in the public domain and not being fully up to speed as to what is happening within the hospital. €13 billion is collected in POAE income tax every year, and we're spending €13 billion in services. And as the public have constantly pointed out, there are savings within the HSE services that, you know, the public feel that they can see that there are savings, and obviously in order to protect frontline services. And that's the job we have to do, is to ensure that frontline services are protected as best possible within this, obviously, tight budgetary environment, and ensure that patient care is a top priority.